Well, the primary thing to be aware of is that the age is changing, and also the value of the proceeds which qualify for retirement relief are also changing, okay? So depending on whether it's a disposal to a child or a person other than a child. Now, a disposal can also mean a gift. That's a very important point to make. You don't have to sell the relevant assets. You can gift them to a child. Currently, there's unrestricted relief up to the age of 65, okay? But from 66 years of age onwards, that relief is currently restricted to 3 million when it's transferred to a child. But as of 1st of January 2025, up to the age of 69 years, relief is restricted to 10 million. And from the age of 70 onwards, the relief is restricted to 3 million.
And so what should farmers do now before January? What's the best course of action for them?
When it comes to matters regarding tax, planning is always the most important thing, okay? So you have to be, you have to show initiative for your own affairs. And what I mean by that is meeting with qualified advisors who can point you in the correct direction in advance of the actual event taking place. So apart from the actual farmer who is gifting or disposing of his land, the farmer also needs to think of the person who is going to be receiving that land. So if the child, that child can potentially claim very generous reliefs as well on receipt of that gift or transfer from their father, her mother. That relief would be agricultural relief. And if the child can qualify for that relief, then that can reduce the taxable value of the gift or inheritance by up to 90%. So that's a very, very, you know, useful relief to have available. And that, again, requires planning in advance of the child receiving the land to make sure they can actually qualify for it.
And I suppose just finally, we know that there is growing pressure on farmers in terms of, I suppose, bureaucracy. So the key message here is to get ahead of it and to try and take the pressure off themselves by being proactive.
Exactly. And another important point to make is that there's actually a grant available for farmers for obtaining such succession advice. And that grant can be worth up to €1,500. So if a farmer meets with the tax advisor solicitor, they can claim up to €1,500 of those professional fees back.